Radio.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Boy, oh boy, it is a new day, and these new days, folk, were horny. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin', and I am riding solo this evening, because my partner in crime is on assignment. You may hear a random
boo-boo
throughout the night, but that's about it. This show is always presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And boy, oh boy, the go-home edition of for two tables, ladders, and chairs was exciting for about 2 hours or so. And then we hit Ryback and Rusev. So it's one of those things where, well, if you have an opinion, this is the whole point of the show, call in 267-297-1397. Take your phone calls throughout the show. And boy, oh boy, the Cowboys, by the way, Monday Night Football's going on. They punt the ball, I believe, to the Redskins, and the Redskins fumble. This is an insane game, and this is just crazy.
Boo-boo?
Again, random clips because I can, because I need something to fill the time as I sit here talking by myself. It is the Raw Post Show, as I mentioned, and Monday Night Raw opened with the League of Nations in the ring. They actually gave them theme music. That means they must be a stable, or Jim Johnson was bored and came up with music. They even have a logo. That sort of thing. It was an interesting promo from the League of Nations. Sheamus rambled on and on and on and on and on, told how about how good they are, you know, and Finch and how stupid he looks, and well, how he asked how can he be stupid when he's the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He talked about the 5 minutes and 15 seconds again. Goes on and on and on. They thought about getting a USA guy for the stable, but it didn't happen because apparently America's dumb. Heel Heat 101, especially in the United States. Out of nowhere came the Wyatt family, which was awesome to see. The fans were chanting yes, 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 as we had 8 men standing in the ring. A fight was about to ensue, we thought, at one point. Bray Wyatt introduced himself properly to the League of Nations. He said, the men with him are his brothers. He said he doesn't care about nations because this is his world and allows these guys, the League of Nations, to breathe in it. Wyatt said they weren't here to talk. They were here for the chaos. When you mention chaos, you take it to the extreme. And that's when Bubba Ray Dudley, Devon Dudley, and Tommy Dreamer made their way onto the ramp. They talked about how they're going to raise Bray's chaos and take it to the extreme, and well, Bray tried to cut him off and said they're outmanned and should not get in his way. And Devon said, why is wrong? He said, when you're extreme, you don't die, you multiply. Oh my goodness, it was Rhino. Yes, Rhino is back. He has a little bit of beard this time, a little thicker beard, I should say. As he came to the aid of Team ECW, they came to the ring. Roman Reigns' team came through the crowd, and we have it, get this, a 16-man, 4-team elimination match. And oh my god, the Wyatts were eliminated early. What? So early. Made sense with Tommy Dreamer doing a DDT, aka apparently the Dreamer Driver. Michael Cole, it's 2015, learned a name of a wrestling move or just used the Vince McMahon line. What a maneuver. I'm just throwing that out there. Just pointing that out there for people to know. Then the Dudley Boys got eliminated when Bubba Ray took a bro kick and was pinned by Sheamus, led down to the League of Nations and Team Reigns, or the Family as it's being called. In the end, Sheamus mocked Roman. Roman hits spear. Sheamus gets pinned. Down she goes. Team Roman gets the win. Dallas is now in possession of the ball. Renee Young was asking some questions to Sheamus, and well, he basically ended up basically saying at the end of the night he's going to take Roman to schools, teach him some lessons. That's a key point throughout this show. We had a random Stardust promo, Titus O'Neil again. I'm really confused. Are they trying to build a team there, or Titus was talking about Cody Rhodes wanting Cody to come back? I'm really confused. We then had a really awesome Kevin Owens Dolph Ziggler match. Tyler Breeze was at ringside, and I love, if you follow up and down now on YouTube, they did a live stream today of video games, and in the end it ended with Dolph Ziggler super kicking Tyler Breeze, and there was no mention of it on Raw. It's like that should have happened. It was a key point. It running an angle on a YouTube show should have been mentioned. Just saying. Good match between Owens and Ziggler. Owens wins with the pop-up powerbomb. Good stuff. Dean Ambrose was eating popcorn backstage watching this match, came to the ring with popcorn and soda, threw the popcorn and soda at Kevin Owens, who only wanted his music played, because he was the winner. He wanted his music played. Simple as that. Bray Wyatt appeared, so that means we had some more
boo-boo?
And always love the soundboard. He delivered a backstage promo how they are now four blind mice. Strowman said he had a dream that he became Tommy Dreamer's nightmare, and tonight Wyatt said Strowman will show Dreamer what it truly means to take it to the extreme. So we get Strowman and Dreamer later on in the show. So backstage, Miz was talking to Neville. Neville was putting on his arm things and then took them off a minute later. It's like, oh, okay. It's basically a Sheamus plug for Donnie Deutsch's show and whatever they're doing with Miz and Neville. Sasha Banks and Naomi took on Team Bella, even though it's just Brie Bella and Alicia Fox. Just get rid of the name Team Bella at this point. Solid match. Naomi and Sasha pick up the win. They were doing the Unity thing. They were celebrating in the ring with Team Bad. Out came the New Day. Yes, the New Day. And we had a New Day Team Bad interaction on Raw, and it was awesome. They all danced with the horns. If you go to WWE Shop, there are horns for the New Day. Yeah, it's a thing. It is a thing. Just pointing that one out. Dallas Cowboys score a touchdown. Incredible. This NFC East, by the way, is going to be insane. All the teams suck. Yep, all the teams suck. That's the way to put it. We had Kofi Kingston and Big E of the New Day. But I should mention before that, New Day was doing live action role playing in the ring. Ladder, they were, said they didn't need any ladders to rescue even a cat from a tree. And well, they were trying to interact with it. So Big E was a tree. Kofi was the cat, and Woods was trying to save him with live action role playing. It was weird. They also had a name for the Kardashian kid, Booty West. Apparently it's named Saint West in real life. Yep, that's a name. That's a kid's name. So New Day took on Lucha Dragons. Usos were on commentary. Solid tag team matchup. The Usos laid out Xavier, which was the distraction, allowing the Lucha Dragons to pick up the win. Roman Reigns talked about being a teacher, about, you know, teaching Sheamus a lesson, even though Sheamus is the one who wants to teach him a lesson. So Roman's a teacher, and so is Sheamus. Oh god, we're going to school later tonight. We had Miz TV with Charlotte and Ric Flair. will be Divas titles Charlotte and Paige at tables, ladders, and chairs. Charlotte did a proper intro for her father and, well, called Ms. Tyra Banks because she apparently got fired from her show, I guess, at some point, maybe. Ms. brought up Charlotte's new attitude, said people have been self-serving and egotistical, called herself serving and egotistical. She asked why Ms. was attacking her. She questioned whether it's because she's doing what her father taught her or because she's not a man. She told Ms. that she feels sorry for his wife. Ouch. Taking shots left and right. Ms. said it wasn't about him or his wife. Ms. asked Charlotte what Charlotte has to say about Paige. Rick shook his head and said no. Charlotte said no. Charlotte said if she has anything to say, she'll say it on Sunday. Ms. said her father taught her well. Ms. said Paige said some of the most horrible things that have ever been heard. He said, is Charlotte formed to respond, but she wants to turn it down. He questioned why she wouldn't answer his question. And well, Flair said this isn't Miz's chance to grill Charlotte to get ratings bumped for Miz TV. Miz continued to push and push and push. Charlotte said the only thing lower on the food chain than Miz is the backstabbing two-faced gothic Paige. Charlotte said she will destroy Paige for everything she has said about her family. Her and her family, she said Paige will be lucky if she ever steps foot in the ring again after Sunday. And well, here came Paige. She talked. Flair said this was all a ploy to get Charlotte upset. And then, well, they basically left. Rick was leaving. Paige slapped Rick. And then Flair said, get her, which Charlotte did. Paige quickly escaped. And there you go. It's confusing. Which one's a heel? Which one's her faces? I don't know. It looks like we're going heel for Charlotte with Ric Flair as the manager. I'm okay with this. I thought Charlotte was a lot more confident this week. Anytime she's not looking to cry, it's a good thing. So she's confident, overconfident a little bit, but she's confident nonetheless. There's a bass in her voice, which is good. She's improving as we go. By the way, you're listening to the Raw Post Show presented by Wrestling Figure Wednesday and PW Mania. .com. We go to Ryback and Rusev. Lana faked an injury and did an account. This is a weird point in the show where it's like, I don't know what to think of Ryback and Rusev. I mean, it could be good, but it's just boring to me. I don't know what you guys think. To me, they're boring as a pair. I don't want to see them wrestle anymore, but we're going to continue to see it. It's a shame. It really, really is. A shame, but that's the role we're headed, so we'll get there at some point. At this point in this program, we're going to take a quick, and I mean very quick, commercial break. Basically, playing promo for Monday Night Raw, because this one made me laugh.
Hello?
Hello there. We have an 8 o'clock.
Oh, great. Let me just check.
Thank you.
You sure you have the right day?
Yes. Thursday.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Right. Are you sure? At USA?
Yes. Very sure.
Right.
SmackDown is moving to USA Thursday, January 7th at 8.
Oh, hi. Who are you?
Putting the Wyatt family in that sort of setting was very, very amusing. At least to me. I don't know what you all think, but that's what I say. Chatroom goes, darn you, Luke, with your crazy eyes. Yes, he has some crazy, crazy, crazy eyes. In progress, we saw Jack Swagger and Stardust. Swagger beat Stardust. Del Rio tripped over, Zeb's scooter, and well, that led to the breakup. But before we got the breakup, Del Rio laid out Swagger and Stardust with a chair. So, like I said, probably on Sunday, we'll get a chairs match between Swagger and Del Rio. So they broke up backstage. Del Rio doesn't need Zeb anymore. Doesn't. Just doesn't. At this point. So I guess that's the end of Mex America. We had the Rose Bush again. That was interesting. And the Redskins just tied the game. Wow. Come on, Cowboys. I thought you're better than that. Oh, wait. You're not. Sorry, tanking cheap shot. We might need the Cowboys to win. Tommy Dreamer took on Braun Strowman. Quick little match. Braun Strowman wins. Choked him out. Easy peasy. Building to an 8-man tag team tables match at the pay-per-view. On Sunday night, as I was saying, we talked about how Roman Reigns shouldn't talk. And shouldn't do comedy. Well, they did all that. Long talking segment, lots of comedy between him and Sheamus. Tater tot references, threw chairs around, tables around. This went 10 minutes too long. And, well, then they brawled through the crowd. The one thing he shouldn't have done, Roman Reigns taught history, and then Fizz Ed. It was awful. He talked about his history, coming up with the Shield. It's just like, you don't put Sheamus out there, or Roman Reigns out there, to talk in long segments. And that's what he did. And then they brawled for 5 minutes. It wasn't as intense as it should have been. It got intense at the very, very end, but it brawled all around the crowd. And the crowd really didn't care. It just came off very flat, very weak. There was a spear through the table at the end, after Roman got tossed over the announce table. So you knew they were going through the tables because they were tilted sideways. I don't know. The ending segment left a lot to be desired for me. Again, don't give Roman Reigns long talking segments at all. So, you know, that's the deal there. Overall, this was a solid show. A lot of excitement in the first 2 hours. It helped when you did a 40-minute opening segment. You're going, what, 40 minutes? Yes, it was talking and then 30 minutes of action. And then a really good Kevin Owens Dolph Ziggler match that took over the most of the first hour. And it carried through. After the Miz TV, it sort of dragged at that point. That's what Raw does. And, well, that's it. Raw post show. Done. Simple. To the point. I ran solo for 20 minutes. How about that? I think I did pretty well. Hopefully you liked it. Hope if you did, great. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. It was fun. It was exciting. This was the Raw post show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PW Mania Wrestling Figure Wednesday. The Rack is the best of this week. Check out RackRadioShow.com. Twitter and Facebook at RackRadioShow. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday night midnight edition is CB Radio. The Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. CB Radio live on Facebook and the Twitter. Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night after tables, ladders, and chairs at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Send your questions in for Ask the Rack, media at wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio. That's for our Christmas special. Follow me at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay's at Lynn's Ward. She'll be returning from assignment for next week's Raw Post Show in the Rack on the 17th. Hope you all enjoyed the Raw Post Show. Hope you enjoyed Monday Night Raw. And hopefully you enjoyed tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my, this Sunday. We'll talk about it all next week, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, on wildtalkradio.com.